Okay, today's topic has to do with the Chag HaPesach that is coming very shortly, the night of the Seder, and I also included to try to answer the question of why Shidduchim are so difficult to, why does Hashem make the Chazal say that Kasha Lezavgon Kekriyas Yamsov, that it is as difficult to part the Red Sea, that's how difficult it is to make Shidduchim. Why did Hashem make it so difficult? Now, I do not assume in this year that I'm going to answer all questions concerning Shidduchim, but there, I think that there might be at least a little bit of an answer to this very difficult question. This is based on a shir I heard from Rav Schlesinger, and actually in my Sefer Or HaOris, in the first siman, I proposed a similar solution to a number of questions as Rav Schlesinger did, but what he added, and I said a shir about this a few years ago, what he added, Rav Schlesinger, is a reason for what we wanted to propose. We're going to begin with the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Yud Zayin. This is from the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, Rav Yitzchak Huttner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And we're going to use this as the springboard to answer a lot of difficult and different questions. So he begins as follows. In Parshas Bechukosai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a very awesome punishment if Chas V'Shalom, the Jews do not keep the Torah, then there is a pasuk which says as follows, if the Jews do keep the Torah, V'nasati Mishkani B'Sochichem, I will place my habitat, the Beis HaMikdash, amongst you, V'lo Sigal Nafshi Eschem, and my soul will not purge you. Very interesting. The Ramban says that the word Sigal comes from Hagolas Kalim. We're busy before Pesach to kasher Kalim. And you take Kalim and you put them into a boiling pot, a pot of boiling hot water. And if you do it correctly, you can kosherize your Chametz Kalim and make them Pesach thick. And while you're doing it, you get a bonus that you could even change it from milchiks to fleishiks or fleishiks to milchiks. Usually during the year, you're not allowed to do that. But once you're kashering anyway from chametz to make it kosher for Pesach, you're allowed to do that. So the Ramban says the word lo sigal nafshi means that I will not purge you like one does when you purge vessels to make them not having them any chametz, or in the case of tarfus, if it's not kosher, as we call it in the OU, in the trade, we gave it an English name, kosherization. So you go through a kosherization which purges the taste of the tam that's in the walls of the keli. So the question that the Ramban has on this pasuk is, v'lo yadati ma hatam bazeh, sheyoymar kodesh baruch hu, ki b'shamreinu es kol ha-mitzvahs, v'yisaseinu es ritzoinoi, lo yimas oisonu b'gol nafshoi. So, and Rav Huttner explains the question. Hashem says, if you're good, you know what? I'm going to give you a great blessing if you're good. You know what the great blessing is? The great blessing is that I'm not going to purge you. V'lo si, okay, I'm going to give you the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to give you v'nasati mishkani b'sochichem, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, that I understand. But you know, in other words, if you're very, very good, you know what your reward's going to be? I'm not going to slap you. That's what Hashem is saying over here. So how do we understand that? That's part of the bracha, of the blessings that we're going to get, is that we're not going to be purged. How do we understand that? So the Ramban says some words which Rav Huttner explains. The Ramban says that avol b'chol eis yiyu begodecho levonim v'chadoshim. At all times, your garments will be white and new. So this is a, like a secret. We don't exactly know what the Ramban is trying to say. So Rav Huttner gives a beautiful explanation. Rav Huttner, he starts off with the mitzvah that we're going to do Monday night at the Seder. And that's the mitzvah of, one of the mitzvahs we're going to do is Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to relate over the story of leaving Mitzrayim. And one of the conditions when you relate the story, all the commentaries are trying to understand how is this mitzvah different than the mitzvah you have every day in Kriya Shema. You have to remember, Zohar, remember that you left Mitzrayim, that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim. And they give various terutzim. One of the distinguishing facets of the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that maschil bignus u'mesayim bishrach, which we don't have a whole year. A whole year you just have to remember you left Mitzrayim every day of your life. But on the night of Pesach, which is the night when this took place, it's not enough just to remember, but you have to speak a lot. Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to talk a lot about it. And how do you talk about it? You start with the bad and you end with the good. And there are two ways that you do that, either physically or spiritually. Physically, when we say, after the Manishtana, Avodim Hayinu Lepari B'Mitzrayim, we were physically enslaved to Pari Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the physical bad we start, and good. What's the spiritual? We say later in the Haggadah, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayaviseinu, Va'achshav, in the beginning, our forefathers, starting from Terach, served idols, and now Hashem brought us close to His Torah. So there we're not speaking about the physical enslavement of the Jewish people, but we're speaking about the spiritual bad, gnus, that we started, and in Baruch Hashem, it ended that we got the Torah at Har Sinai. So what the Maral tries to understand is why do we have to start with the bad? Why can't we go straight to the good? And the Maral says, we're going to read the words to get the flavor of what he's saying, and I'll explain it. Kasher tovin oy teda ki hashevach shekoydim lo gnus hu yoyser shevach kemoy shetira shehayoyim koydim lo halayla. The beginning of creation, vayere vayivoker, yom rishon, yom sheni, etc. There was a night, there was darkness, there was so vavo in the world. The world was empty. It lacked any kind of form. And from that came the light. From that came the heaven and the earth and the waters and vegetation and animals and birds, etc., etc. But it started the same idea. Gnus. It started bad. It started without any form as the world as we know it. So the Ramban, the Maral says that when you have praise, if you start with praise, very good. But the greater praise is when you start with bad. When you're maschil begnus, you describe how bad it was physically and how bad we were spiritually, and then you say how great it is now. The shevach, the praise that you're giving, is much greater than if you would just start with the praise itself. Says the Maral, v'zeh mipnei ki hashleimus, the completion, eina nimtza b'tchilos ba'olam hazeh. In this world, we don't start perfect. V'kasher yagia l'nimtza shleimus, hi efshir shetiyo lo yoyse amayla b'tchilosoi, kasher hi madrega el yoyna. These are the words of the Maral. Maral mi Prague. So the Maral mi Prague says the way, this is the main key to our whole discussion here today. That the way Hashem has created this world, He didn't create it starting off perfect right from the beginning. In the beginning, it's not perfect. It's gnus. It's bad. It's missing. It has to be made perfect. V'zeh nimshech al avayah so'elam hazeh she'ein b'tchilos y'nimtzim halosay aval hischaltahu b'shiflus u'mis'ala b'achroina v'lo yayah k'dayah l'mazeh l'kabla ma'ala zoi she'yeh or b'tchilosay. The world didn't start v'yihi or, there was light. There was vayere vayvoiker. There was darkness and then there was light. Ki ha'or, light, hu milas ha-metzias. That is already a high level. Ulechach yukdum lo laila. The first, it starts off with night. Ulechach dover zemora la maila lakusha shahoylem tchilas agnus. Adkan. So the Maral says a yisod. Whatever, this we don't know why Hashem did it this way, but maybe we could understand it. In other words, as we said, that the greatest praise is when you start off negative. If you start right away from the good, it doesn't reach so high as opposed to starting bad and getting to the good. That's the way this world is set up. First there has to be darkness, and then there is light. First you have to speak about the gnus, the bad, and that enhances speaking about the shevach. So now, says Rav Huttner, a beautiful thought. And this is the pshat in the Ramban. When is this whole method of Hashem leading this world? That's in this world, in Olam Hazeh. But in the world to come, La'asid Lavoi, when Mashiach will come, then it's going to change. As the Navi says, V'hoya la'es erev ye'or, In the world to come, there's going to be light the whole time. Ki hu yoim asher hu loy yoim v'loy laila. It's a day where there's not day and night as we have it in this world now. Now we need vayhi erev vayhi voker. But in the world to come, it'll be a time of only light. Oh, says the Ramban, that's what Hashem is saying. Hashem is saying this whole part of the Torah in Parshas B'chukosai, that if you do the mitzvahs, I will put my Mishkan in amongst you, and I will not purge you. So we ask the question, what kind of blessing is that? I'm not going to slap you if you're good. I'm not going to purge you. The answer is because this world begins with the negative. Mitzrayim, we went through, we became a nation on Shavuos, we got the Torah, but we first had to go through 210 years of suffering in a strange country. We went through what's called Mitzrayim is the Kor HaBarzel, the iron furnace. We went through Gehenna in Mitzrayim, terrible things. That's the way the world, that's the way Hashem runs this world up until Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, La'asid Lavoi, there'll be a time where it's only day. Then the Ramban says, your clothing, Begadecha, the Ramban says, Aval b'chol eis yiyu begadecha levon v'chadashim. Then your clothing at all times will be new and white. They won't have to go through the darkness. So that's what Hashem's saying. Part of the blessing of the future is that I will not have to purge you. You won't have to go through that step of darkness before light. La'asid Lavoi, it'll be straight light. It'll be there won't be any darkness. And he says, this is also brought to Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sefer Shari Teshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, V'yei shalabatech b'Hashem, a person who trusts Hashem has to think in the time of his troubles, darkness will be the cause of light. As the Navi Micha says, Al tismachi o yafti li. Don't, my enemies, don't get so happy that I'm in trouble now. Ki nafalti kamti. I fell down, but I'm going to get up. Ki eshev b'choshech, when I sit in darkness, Hashem orli. Hashem is a light to me. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah in the name of Chazal, Il mole nafalti loikamti. Had I not fallen, I wouldn't have been able to rise. Il mole yashafti b'choshech, had I not sat in darkness, loy hoyarli, I would not have had the light. So says Rav Huttner, you know what the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah is? That's in this world. Right now, we tell our enemies, whenever the Jewish people falls down, don't get excited, don't get happy yet, because we're going to rise up. This is a stage. We're going to go through a stage, but la'asid lavoi, we're not going to have to tell the enemies, don't get happy because we're going through a stage of darkness before the light, because then it's going to be all light. He goes one step further. There's a halacha in Leil Seder that, and this again is one of the ways that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is distinguished from a whole year round, that you have to do it b'derech shayla u'tshuva. You have to ask a question and get an answer. Ma nishtana laila zeh, the children ask it. Our children, our grandchildren, is one of the highlights of the Seder. But the din is that even if you have two Talmidei Chachamim who know all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, backwards and forwards, they could sit for 20 years and tell you about Yetzias Mitzrayim. They have to ask and answer. And not only that, if a person is sitting at a Seder alone, I read in the Hamodia today, an Orthodox doctor who's going to make his Seder in some emergency vehicle sitting on, he hopes to find a bombed out building where he can sit on the floor and have his Seder in Iraq. So if a person is all alone, so he has to ask himself and answer. Shaila u'tshuva. Why is that? So the Rav Huttner says, and I'm going to quote his words: "The kivon de tnuasa shel hashleimus hu derech hachesorin dafke." This is the yisod of the Maral, that the only way we get to shleimus, to perfection, is only going through the negative. That's how this world is set up. That's how Hashem, until Mashiach comes. So he says, if you're at a lecture and you hear someone saying something, it's not comparable to when you have a question, something's bothering you, and you ask the question, and you get the answer. It's the same information as if you would get it from a lecture. But if you that answer was to a question of yours, he says that many people understand that sometimes an answer needs a question more than a question needs an answer. And as you don't appreciate the beauty of the answer until you've sweated through the negative of the question. The question is bothering you, it's driving you crazy. And then somebody gives you a beautiful answer. Ah, wow, unbelievable. But if you would have got that to begin with, okay, very nice, but not unbelievable. So Rav Huttner says that not only do we discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maschel Begnus Mitzrayim Bishrach, we start with the negative and get to the positive, because the negative enhances the positive. So that is the subject matter of what we're talking about on Pesach. But the way we do it is also in the same way. We are like negative. The question is the negative. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's driving me crazy. And then you get the beauty of the answer. That's how you really appreciate that the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the method has to be through shaila u'tshuva, question and answer. All because of this idea that shleimus, perfection in this world as we know it, has to start with negative. The question is the negative. The answer is the shleimus. Ah, now I understand it very well. He goes one step further, and he says that this is all Rav Huttner. The last point that I'm going to say from Rav Huttner is that we say part of the Masel Begnus B'Sayim Bishrach is that Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Ha'Evesen V'Achshav Kervona Amakom Avodasu. We were brought close to Hashem. Where did that bringing close to Hashem start? You know when it started? When Avraham Avinu left the land of his father. And he, so Rav Huttner says beautifully, how did that kiruv take place? Lech lecha me'artzecha me'aladecha be'esmicha el ha'oretz asher areka. Go away from your birthplace, from your father's house. Where to? To Eretz Yisrael? He didn't tell him. To the land that I will show you. And in one of Avram's descriptions about his travels, Avram says, Ho Elokim Hashem, Asher hitu oisi mi beis avi. He made me wander from my father's house. If you don't know where you're going, somebody tells you, leave. Okay, leave to where? I'm not telling you. You'll find out. That if you find out, then you're wandering. So he uses this word Avram. Other places he says, Lakhu, he took me, but here he doesn't use that word. Here Avram uses the word hitu. He made me wander. You know why? Because the whole process of Avram coming to Eretz Yisrael is a description of Maschil Begnus Umesayim Beshvach. It's Shaila Utshuva, question and answer. Avram doesn't know where he's going. And then finally Hashem reveals to him where he's going. He's going to Eretz Canaan, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So the Kiruv, the way Hashem brought us close to him, is also through question and answer. It doesn't go smooth in this world. Let's get to the question that we started. Why is Shidduchim so difficult? Why is... and I said I'm not going to give one answer that answers all questions and all issues. But this difficult... In a general way, how can we understand why did Hashem make it so difficult? Shidduchim, very difficult. The answer is... This world, the way we know it, is not Olam Haba, is not loss of love, it's not Mashiach. By Mashiach, there's only light, there's no darkness. You don't have to go through this darkness. But in this world, you have to go through, as Chazal say, Il mole nafalti lekamti. If I didn't fall down, I wouldn't get up. If I wouldn't sit in the darkness, I wouldn't have a light. Eventually, with God's help, there will be light for everyone. But there's a period of darkness, because this world makes a person go through a period of darkness. That's the yisod of Shiloh Tshuva on the Seder. That's the yisod of Maschil Begnus Umesayim Beshvach. And that's what the Ramban says is the pshat in Parsha B'chukosai, that eventually, Lasid Lavoi, then your clothes will be all white. Then I won't have to purge you first. As I did in Mitzrayim, how did you get to Matan Torah? Because I purged you. First, you had to go through the iron furnace of Mitzrayim. That's the way Hashem set up this world. Rav Schlesinger added, and this was a shir that I heard by Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadosh and Parshas Bo. What's the first mitzvah the Jewish people were commanded in? That you have to be Makadesh, the new moon. It used to be that two witnesses would come to Beis Din and say, we saw the new moon, and then the Beis Din said, okay, based on your testimony, the new moon, it's either 29 days the old month or 30 days the old month. Either it's called a month that's chosar, it's missing one day, or it's a chodesh ibur, it has an extra day, a 30th day, depending on what the witnesses came and told Beis Din. Why is this the first mitzvah the Jewish people were commanded? Why is it so important? Really, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to do, on the tribunal, on the three judges. Why did the Bnei Yisrael, the first thing they had to know about is Kiddush HaChodesh? The answer is because the new moon is exactly what we were talking about. The Jews had to know when they went through Mitzrayim and they're leaving Egypt and now they're going to get the Torah and they're going to become the Jewish people. Why did we suffer all these 210 years? Why do we have to go through all that? The answer is because the Jewish people and this world is like the moon. The moon is smaller, it starts off small, becomes at the 15th day of the month, a full month, and then it goes down, down, down to nothing, and there's a halacha that for 24 hours you cannot see any moon. If you see a moon in 24 hours, within that period, then that day cannot be the new moon. There has to be 24 hours of pitch black. There's no old moon yet, and there's no new moon yet. And there's a story in the Gemara, which is related to what we're speaking, that somebody saw the new moon, and somebody still saw the old moon, and so the Rav told him, we can't make the new moon here, because it has to be 24 hours pitch black. So he told them, Zil le'Ein Tav, go to that city Ein Tav, and over there he knew that he wouldn't see the moon at all for 24 hours, and there make the new moon, and tell me, Shalcha li simona, send me a simon, David Melch Yisrael Chai v'Kayim, send me back that message that you made the new moon in that city, you didn't see it for 24 hours, and David Melch Yisrael Chai v'Kayim. So what does this story mean? And we're going to close with a story. I've mentioned it before in the Shiurim, and I said my pshat, and with Rav Schlesinger, it's very well explained. There's a story as follows. Yehuda v'chizkiah, b'nei Rabchia. Rabchia had two sons, Yehuda and Chizkiah. Havayasvi b'sudasa kamei de Rebbe. They were sitting at a meal in front of Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. V'loi havika amri v'loi midi. They weren't talking. Amri lahu, so Rebbe said to his attendants, Agbaru chamra darke, give the boys wine. Kehechi delem remilsi. They'll drink wine, they'll be like Purim, you know, you get a little lively, and you start talking. So they did that. Kivin de Ivsum, as soon as they got a little intoxicated, Paschu v'amru, they talked, and they said, Ein ben David bo, you know when Mashiach is going to come? At sheyichlu shtei batei avis Mishrol, until two families in the Jewish people will be destroyed. Who are the two Jewish families? Eluhein, Rosh Gola Shebebavel, the prince that was the head of the Jewish people in Babylon, in Iraq. Vinasi, which was also from Shevet Yehuda. Vinasi Shebeeretz Yisrael. And the Nasi, which was Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rebbe, who they were sitting in front of, he had that position. When the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael will be destroyed, and they bring a pasuk, Omar Lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said to the two boys, Bani, my children, Bonai, Kaitzim Atem Atilin Libana, you're putting thorns in my eyes? In other words, you're like cursing me out. You're saying that Mashiach will not come until two families are destroyed. One of those families refers to me. I'm the Nasi. Amalei Reb Chiya, the father of the boys, Reb Chiya said, Al Yei Rabbein Necha, don't feel bad, Rebbe. Yayin nitin b'shivim oisiyas. The gematria, the numerical value of the word yayin, wine, is 70. Yud yud nun. 10, 10, and 50 is 70. Visod, and a secret, nitin b'shivim oisiyas. Also, numerical is 70. 60, samach, vav dalet is 10, is 70. Nichnas yayin, yetzei soid. If wine goes in, the secret comes out. They have the same numerical value. Three questions over here. Number one, how does Reb Chiya make Rebbe feel better? Oh, they drank wine and the secret came out. So what does that show? What were they thinking in their mind? He's like saying, don't feel bad. You gave them wine to drink and now the secret came out. So don't feel bad. If you wouldn't have given them wine, they would have kept quiet. But now that doesn't make Rebbe feel better. It means that they're going around in their mind the whole time that when is Mashiach going to come if Rebbe is destroyed? So what is it? How is Reb Chiya making Rebbe feel better? Number two, what is the emphasis on 70, on the numerical value? And three, we know that the Mashiach will not come unless it's from Beis David. It says, the Pasuk says, Yatzachoter Megeza Yishai, that Mashiach will come out from Yishai, from David, who comes from Malchus Bei David, from Yehuda. Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, Mechokim Mi Bein Raglov, Ad Ki Yavashilai, which means that the scepter of the king will not stop from Yehuda until Mashiach comes. So in other words, how does these two things jive? On the one hand, we say that Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Bei David until eternity. On the other hand, we're saying that the two families have to be destroyed. On one hand, they're destroyed. On the other hand, they're eternal. What's going on? So the Marsha says, Pshat, that when he told him, take wine, and the wine brings out a secret. You know what? He didn't mean the secret, what they're thinking in their mind. He meant the secret of Bezdin making the new moon. That process, which is a very complicated process, is called Sod HaIbur. It's a secret. It's a very complicated, deep thing that only the greatest Jewish scholars can do. By the way, today we don't do it because Hillel HaShani came along and made a calendar for all times that we know exactly when, how many days each month has. Because he saw that the Bezdin would be destroyed by the enemies, and so his Bezdin did it for all time. But that's the secret. So what is, how does that, good, okay, Sod means the secret of the new moon. How does that answer the questions? So the answer is, as we said in the whole shir, the moon represents the way Hashem has created this world and the way Jews function in this world. We function like the Levana. All the nations of the world function like the sun. They're either blazing great or they're away from the world scene. All the great empires of Egypt and Babylonia and Greece and Rome, all these great empires in their day, they were like the sun, and then they vanished from history. The Jewish people, we get knocked down, we have all kinds of pogroms and Holocaust, etc., and we look like we're going to leave the scene, and then we have a resiliency, we bounce back. So this is what he sent them when he told them, go to that place, and for 24 hours there will be no moon. That's the Jewish people. There's 24 hours, there's no moon. It looks like we also are going to vanish. And then the little sliver of the new moon comes back. HaChodesh HaZeh, that's why the first mitzvah that we had out of Mitzrayim was the new month. to explain to us that the way this world works, as we said from the Maral, from Rav Huttner at the beginning of this year, this world, the way Hashem created it, is only light that follows darkness. It's only shlemus, completion, that follows chesaron. There's something lacking. There's no moon for 24 hours, and then the new moon begins again. So the answer to all the questions is, 70 has to do with the number 7. The pasuk says, Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik, like David HaMelech in his own life, which we don't have time to go into right now, he had one trouble, he had one of the most difficult lives. I would compare it to Eve's life, maybe even worse than Eve's life. From the moment he was born till he died, 70 years later, David is everything with the number 7. David Begematria is 14, two times number 7. 70 is the epitome of the number 7. Whenever you have a number times 10, it's the epitome. What they were telling, what the two boys were telling, they weren't trying to curse out Rebbe in front of his face. They were trying to tell him good news. Mashiach's going to come. But in order for Mashiach to come, we have to have the secret of the new moon. The secret of the new moon is that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, that as much as David was knocked down again and again, Sheva Yipol Tzadik. So what I said in the Shir, which I have written in my Sefer, was this idea. He bounces back, resiliency. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kayim. What I got from Rav Schlesinger Shir was the Maral. Why is it like that? The reason why does he bounce back? The reason is because that's the way Hashem made the Jewish people in this world until Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we won't have to bounce back. We're not going to have to sit in the darkness to see the light. We're not going to have to fall down and then get up. Rather, we'll be in the light the whole time. We'll be standing the whole time. That's what we'll have, white clothing, like the Ramban says. And Hashem says, "V'lo sigal nafshi eschem." I won't have to purge you, because that's part of the things that we have to look forward. We're not going to have to go through a bad stage. But until Mashiach comes, we have to go through the bad stage. We have to go through when there's no moon for 24 hours whatsoever. So this answers all the questions. He was telling Rebbe good news. The good news is Mashiach is going to come. How will Mashiach come? The way Hashem set this world up is that two families have to get destroyed. So Rebbe said, "You're cursing me out." Rebbe Chiya said, "No." Rebbe Chiya said, "My children are telling you the secret. You know what secret? The secret of 7. The secret that Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kayim, a tzadik will be knocked down 7 times, but he will get up. You're going to have, two families will have to be destroyed. That's the way Hashem made this world. But eventually, that is going to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So it wasn't what they were thinking on their mind, the wine brought out. That's not what he meant.
Where's the two families?
What?
Where's the two families come in with the tzadik?
No, so in other words, of course, eventually there's eternity, there's that this family from Yehuda will survive till Mashiach. It's going to be from Malchus based of it. But in the middle, there's going to be a time when there's going to be no moon for 24 hours, where the two families are going to get destroyed.
Why these two particular families?
No, these two families are from the house of the Nasi, from Yehuda. They're the main... till Mashiach comes, they're the highest...
You know, when they fall, it looks like the end, because they represent the highest epitome of the royalty of Malchus Beis David until Mashiach comes. So it looks darkness, but that's the Jewish people. We bounce back like the moon. That's why at Kiddush Levana, what do we say? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So everyone who is having difficulties with Shidduchim, remember that if not for the darkness, there would be no light. The Mitzvah, we should all be zeicha to Lihudim, Maisa, Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sasan, V'Kar. Chakosh V'Sameach.